Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day, albeit a little late, and the birthdays of Gene Goldkett, Joe Burke, Bernie Cummins, and Odessa Cowan. Who, I hear you cry? Well, stay tuned. Last week, March 16th, marked the birth in 1884 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of composer Joe Burke. One of his first compositions, Down Honolulu Way, was written in 1916 with lyrics by Earl Burnett, but his first hit came in 1925 with Oh, How I Miss You Tonight, written with Benny Davis and Mark Fisher. In 1929, he moved to Hollywood and teamed up with Al Dubin to write music for movies, including 8 songs for Gold Diggers of Broadway. Other films the pair worked on included Show of Shows, Sally, She Couldn't Say No, The Cuckoos, and Hold Everything. During the 30s, Burke also collaborated with Edgar Leslie on songs such as A Little Bit Independent, It Looks Like Rain in Cherry Blossom Lane, and Getting Some Fun Out of Life. Burke's other collaborators included Charlie Tobias and Marty Symes. Joe Burke died June 9, 1950, in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Here's a set of rapidly rotating records from the pen of Joe Burke.
Every day when you're away, all the little red roses get the bloom for you. Violets and their regrets, when the little red rose gets a bloom for you. Every little bluebird gets bluer. Honey, when you come back, my blue days will be fewer. How they sigh, and so do I, when the little red rose gets a bloom for you. Thank you.
but you. How can you doubt me the way that you do? You must believe me, you're still in my heart. I know how I love you. You must believe me, and I must confess, I've learned the meaning of real loneliness. I can't be happy unless you are near. You must believe me,
with the vocal trio of brothers Ray, Al, and Rudy Starita. That was the Piccadilly Revels Band, recording in the Piccadilly Hotel Ballroom on October 6, 1927, with Just the Same, a Joe Burke-Walter Donaldson collaboration. Just the Same was preceded by Don Bester and his orchestra with Johnny Russell providing the vocal on You Must Believe in Me, written by Joe Burke and Charlie Tobias. That was recorded February 26, 1933. We began our tribute to Joe Burke with Gil Deck and his Syncopators and When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You. The vocalist on that October 15, 1930 recording was Len Maurice. When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You was written by Joe Burke with Al Dubin. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 14th, marked the birth in 1900 in Akron, Ohio, of Bernie Cummins. He started his musical career as a drummer, but as his group grew, Cummins took over its leadership, and they played their first ballroom engagement at the Toadstool Inn in Indiana in 1919. Vocalists with the band included Bernie's younger brother Walter, Bell Mann, Dorothy Crane and the Sophisticates, and Scotty Marsh. The band recorded frequently for labels including Jeanette, Brunswick, Columbia, Victor, Vocalion, Bluebird, and Decca. In addition to extensive radio broadcasts, they enjoyed enormous popular engagements at hotels and nightclubs across the country, including the Aragon and Trianon ballrooms, and the Edgewater Beach and Blackstone hotels, all in Chicago, the Muehlbach in Kansas City, the Roosevelt in New Orleans, the Baker in Dallas, and the Palace and St. Francis hotels in San Francisco. They also played at entertainment parks, including Elitch's Gardens in Denver. The band was still together in the 1950s, playing the Las Vegas Strip. In 1984, Cummins' 1930 recording of Minnie the Mermaid was used as the theme for an ABC TV network Saturday morning cartoon. Bernie Cummins died in Palm Beach, Florida on September 22, 1986. Here's Bernie Cummins. Thank you.
ain't she smart? Don't look twice, you'll break my heart.
Everybody loves my girl.
What a voice, what a voice, just like a bird. She can sing anything, still she never smoked a lucky. What a neck, like a swan, that's the neck I'm necking on.
Everybody loves my girl.
Bernie Cummins and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra, November 12, 1927, and Everybody Loves My Girl, with Bernie himself providing the vocal. Before that, we had a couple of early acoustic recordings on the Jeanett label. We began with Ida from January 28, 1924. The label of that Jeanett 78 credits Bernie Cummins and his Toadstool Inn Orchestra under the direction of Gene King. Ida was followed by Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and Jiminy G from May 19, 1924.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 13th, marked the birth in 1916 in Chicago of Odessa Cowan. You may recognize her as the blonde bombshell of rhythm, bandleader Ina Ray Hutton. Her career started at a young age when, in 1924, she appeared as a tap dancer in a Gus Edwards review. By 1934, she was appearing in several Broadway shows, including George White's Melody and the Ziegfeld Follies. That same year, she organized her all-girl Melodeer Orchestra. In an era when the vast majority of bandleaders and musicians were men, Ina Ray Hutton and her Melodeers were a novelty, but the band did have some genuine talent. The Melodeer Orchestra toured and recorded for 5 years and also appeared in a number of Paramount film shorts, as well as the Paramount feature The Big Broadcast of 1936. In 1939, Ina Ray disbanded the Melodeers and formed a new all-male group called Ina Ray Hutton and her Orchestra. They made a few records for OK, but mainly produced broadcast transcriptions for the Armed Forces Radio Service while on tours of military bases. In 1950, she formed another all-girl orchestra which appeared on television, and in 1956, she had her own Ina Ray Hutton show. Her last recorded performance was in the 1974 movie Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Ina Ray Hutton died in Ventura, California on February 19, 1984. Here's Ina Ray Hutton and her Melodeers.
Hey, what you say, baby? How's about tomorrow? tomorrow night. the beauty parade. Yes, sir, she's Georgia's gorgeous gal. She's without any competition. Let her pass through the head of the class. Yes, sir, she's Georgia's gorgeous gal. She's the queen of the South with a kiss of her mouth and a twinkle in her eye. See the people all stop for the cream of the crop when that dream goes walking by. With the sunniest disposition, she's the wild with the capital L. Yes, sir, she's Georgia's gorgeous gal.
There you have three from Ina Ray Hutton and her Melodeers. From a Vocalion 78 recorded September 13th, 1934, we just heard Georgia's Gorgeous Gal with vocal by Ruth Bradley, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. That was preceded by another Vocalion recorded just a few days later on September 24th, Witch Doctor. We began our tribute to Ina Ray Hutton with How's About Tomorrow Night, a Victor recording made July 12th, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio, 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Yesterday, March 17th, was of course St. Patrick's Day. In 432, Bishop Patrick left his home in England and went to Ireland to introduce Christianity to the Irish people. Many legends surround Bishop Patrick, the most famous being that he had charmed all the snakes into the sea, making Ireland serpent-free. He was made the patron saint of Ireland, and St. Patrick's Day has been celebrated in Ireland on March 17th ever since 461. St. Patrick's Day is still a legal national holiday in Ireland and Northern Ireland. As Irish people emigrated to all parts of the world, they brought their holiday with them. Those who came to New York formed the first St. Patrick's Day Parade in 1762, and it's been an annual event ever since. It's the largest St. Patrick's Day Parade anywhere, with over 2 million people lining New York City's Fifth Avenue to view the more than 125,000 marchers. The color green, which is associated with St. Patrick's Day, comes from the green-leafed clover, which St. Patrick is said to have used to illustrate the Trinity. So here are some rapidly rotating records in honor of St. Patrick's Day, starting off with Billy Murray.
Maloney, I've a word or two to say. You made me a promise that you'd marry me someday. There's no time like springtime for a lover's honeymoon. Take a ride with me and soon you'll hear a wedding tune. The moon has changed its color, dear, to green. In honor of my little Irish queen, I'd like to be your shamrock, something you'll always love. I'd like to tie the love knot with you, my Irish dove. What are this use of teasing? Come out with me and spoon. Change your lonesome name of Miss. Come and give a lad a kiss under the Irish moon. Try and stop your blarney for a minute if you will. Think of old Killarney with a cottage on the hill. I won't start a bragging about the presents that I'll buy. Any little change I have belongs to you and I. You are the only girl I ever found who'd look good dressed up in a wedding gown. I'd like to be your shamrock, something you'd on with love. I'd like to tie the love knot with you, my Irish dove. What's all this use of teasing? Come out with me and swoon. Change your lonesome name of Miss Coom and give a lad a kiss under the Irish moon.
Thank you. full of Sioux. It's the Irish in me that'll make me fight for you. And when I'm right, I'll fight a thousand or a million men. Knock me down, but I'll get up again, 'cause it's the Irish in me with a heart that beats for one, and it's gonna win me a rightful place out in the sun. Honey gee, it isn't a bit of the devil, you see, it's just the Irish in me.
Mills Blue Ribbon Band, featuring trumpeter Henry Red Allen and trombonist J.C. Higginbotham, and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, from July 1, 1937. When Irish Eyes Are Smiling was written by Chauncey Alcott, Ernest Ball, and Gary Graff. That was preceded by the Joe Hames Orchestra, credited on the label of that Bluebird 78 as Mike Doty and his orchestra, and It's the Irish in Me, from November 9, 1933. Mike Doty played alto sax in the band and was a frequent vocalist, as he was on that record. Before that, we heard Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra on June 27, 1938, and Wearing of the Green. We began our belated St. Patrick's Day celebration with Billy Murray all the way back on May 13, 1909, with Under the Irish Moon. Billy Murray recorded dozens of songs about the Irish, including It Takes the Irish to Beat the Dutch, You Can't Keep the Irish Down, Irish Home Sweet Home, and Because You're Irish.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Gene Goldkett is one of my favorite band leaders, and in my list of birthdays that I used to help put the show together, I had his down as March 18, 1899 in Valenciennes, France. But in doing some further research, I found out that not only wasn't he born in 1899, he wasn't born in France either. He was born on March 18th, but in 1893 in Patras, Greece. In 1903, he was accepted into the Moscow Conservatory, and in 1910, he emigrated to Chicago, where he continued his musical education at the American Music Conservatory. His recording career began in 1916, when he made a piano role for Imperial, and in 1919, he and saxophonist Duane Sawyer made four sides for Jeanette and Pathé. In November of 1919, he was leading his first Gene Goldkett Orchestra at the Detroit Athletic Club, and he became the music director there in 1922. Soon after, he had a second orchestra playing at the Chinese Gardens Restaurant, one of the largest restaurants in Detroit. When the owners had financial trouble in 1924, he and Charles Horvath bought the building, which they renovated and opened as the Greystone Ballroom. He got a recording contract with Victor, and the first recording date was March 27, 1924. He was paid $225 per record with no royalties. He hired some of the best jazz musicians of the time, including Big Spiderbeck, Frankie Trumbauer, Eddie Lang, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Hoagie Carmichael, Don Redman, and Spiegel Wilcox, as well as several notable arrangers, including Bill Challis and Bill Rank. The original Goldkett Orchestra made their last live performance on September 18, 1927, but various units continued to record until 1929. In the 1930s, Goldkett worked in radio and concentrated his energies on operating his dance halls and managing the 20-plus bands that bore his name. In the late 30s, he formed the American Symphony Orchestra and in 1939 conducted the orchestra at Carnegie Hall, featuring compositions by Edward McDowell and George Gershwin. He made concert appearances into the 1950s, including performances with the Detroit Symphony. Gene Goldkett orchestras were still performing into the 1950s, and in 1959 he assembled a band to recreate his original music on a stereo LP. Gene Goldkett died of a heart attack in Santa Barbara, California on March 24, 1962. Here's Gene Goldkett.
Thank you. positively.
Oh, that you were terrible.
Too terrible.
Ah, but it was wonderful, so marvelous. Why did you reach for the light?
Now don't be silly.
You're coming out tonight.
Uh-huh.
You're coming out tonight.
Kiss, now don't be like that, I don't know why. But you love to tease me, and if you just try, you will find it so easy to please me. We're in a quiet place, I say, oh, let's embrace. You laugh right in my face, now don't be like that.
Thank you. from a little miss I love. She knows I love her. Brought a happy breeze humming through the trees above, right through those trees above her. Every little songbird sang the sweet melody so gay. Happiness was fate, I guess, just seemed to come my way. Just a little sigh made me want to buy a ring,
a great big diamond ring.
Something in her eyes made me realize I'm king
and proud as anything.
And now my one desire that I am thinking of is a little kiss from a little miss I love.
We began our tribute to Gene Goldkett with "You Coming Up Tonight, Huh?" written by Al Sherman, Al Lewis, and Abe Lyman. The vocal there was by Harold Stokes and Greta Woodson, Gertrude Matthews, and Lucille Matthews, who were identified on the label as Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Next, it was Harold Stokes without Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, and "Don't Be Like That," written by Archie Gottler, Charlie Tobias, and Maceo Pinkard, recorded November 23, 1928. We finished up with "Just a Little Kiss from a Little Miss," written by Eddie Kuhn. The vocal trio was by Lauren Schultz, Myron Schultz, and Ray Porter. That Victor 78 was recorded in the Baltimore Hotel in Kansas City on December 14, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.